This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org.
The following sermon was preached on Friday, April 7th, 2023, Good Friday, by Father William Doc Holliday.
May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Shall I crucify your King? Chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then therefore he delivered him to them to be crucified. Just in those verses right there, there's kind of a conundrum going on. Who really crucified Jesus? Who was responsible for his passion and his death? This has been bandied about for centuries, millennia now. Who was responsible? Was it the Romans? Was it the Jews? Our creed tells us that he suffered under Pontius Pilate. That does not mean that he suffered during Pilate's reign. It means that he suffered under the orders of Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate, what an ignominious kind of a fame or infamy that is, to have your name recited every single time people gather together to worship the one whom you crucified because he was God. That he suffered under Pontius Pilate. Pilate is guilty of our Lord's passion and death by his cowardice. He is beyond cowardly. He is cowardly and he buckles before the Jews who want Jesus crucified. And he does it for them. So Pilate was the one responsible for his passion and death. The Jews are responsible for the death and passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. They are the ones who yelled, crucify him, crucify him. For them to deny that they killed our Lord Jesus Christ, that it wasn't their responsibility, would like to be a person pointing a gun at another one, firing it, killing them and saying, I didn't kill him, it was the gun. It's ridiculous. They brought him to Pilate. They accused him before Pilate falsely. The Jews are guilty of the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. They are guilty by their false accusation and by the savage fury which they kept on yelling, crucify him, that calls for his death. So it was Pilate who was responsible. It was the Jews who were responsible. But guess what? They had excuses. They did. They had excuses. Pilate was a coward. Pilate was a coward. His cowardice before the Jews, really indescribable. This guy's the governor. He had nothing for Jews. He could care less. He's killed a lot of them. He's put a lot of them to death. But he wants to save this one Jesus of Nazareth, who he knows is innocent. His own wife came to him. This is a supernatural. We've got a lot of earthly and temporal manifestations of people talking about the innocence of our Lord Jesus Christ. His innocence was supernaturally communicated to the world through who? Pontius Pilate's wife, who suffered many, many things in a dream that day because of him. Really, who sleeps during the day? This woman was put under sleep. And supernaturally, it was impressed on her spirit that Jesus Christ was not only innocent, but if her husband had anything to do with his death, there would be dire consequences for him. This is why she sent a messenger, said, have nothing to do with this righteous man. His cowardice. It's an excuse. The Jews, crucify him, crucify him. They were ignorant. They were ignorant. The Holy Spirit lets us know that. The book of Acts chapter 3, when St. Peter is presenting a discourse to the Jews, he confronts them. He confronts them, not the Romans, the Jews. He says, you crucified the Lord of glory. But brethren, you did this out of ignorance. That's under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. They were ignorant indeed, but they were ignorant willfully. They were willfully ignorant because they blinded themselves by their pride and by their envy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pilate saw that. They ought to let him go because he knew that they had turned him over because of envy. So both the Jews and Pilate had excuses. So the question stands, who is most responsible for the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ? Me and you. We don't have any excuse. We have no excuse whatsoever to deny, just like the Romans and the Jews deny they have anything to do with it. We cannot do it. We have no excuse. Our sins bear the real burden of guilt. It is our sins. It is when we do not adhere to the revealed will of God, His revealed will, Scripture, the tradition of the church, the perennial magisterial teaching of the church, when we do not adhere to that, it's cowardice. We're not strong enough to do it. We're just like Pilate. We're cowards. We will not keep his law. And when we commit sins willfully, we are just like the Jews. Crucify him. Because every time we willfully sin, that sin cries out louder than the Jews did. Because they were willfully but ignorant of who he is. We know who he is. We know what he did for us. And we still spit in his face. Just like the Romans in the Praetorium. We spit in his face. Every time we willfully sin, particularly if it's grave, we lay a lash to his back. We hit a hammer stroke on the nails through our sin. We have no excuse. So on these days of the Triduum, when we pay particular attention to that reality should be really overwhelming to us because, again, we don't have the excuse that the Jews did. We know that they were ignorant. We cannot be ignorant. We are not ignorant. You know, well, that person's not a church person. They don't know this. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. And it runs the gamut from out and out belligerent denial of accepting what Christ did to us who are even worse, who know what he did and continue to willfully sin. Contemplating this as we are confronted with the passion should lead us to shed tears and beat our breasts and meditate on his suffering and death, and it was because of us. We need to share the words of St. Alphonsus. Mercy and pardon, O eternal God, for by our sins we have nailed thee to the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.